NBA stars are responding to the league's decision to move the 2017 All-Star Game away from Charlotte, North Carolina. That's because of the state's newly enacted law that limits anti-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, and transgender people. Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant tweeted, "I recognize this was a tough decision for the NBA, but I respect the choice. Discrimination of any kind cannot be allowed." Well, joining us now with more is Carrie Geiger, investigative reporter for Bloomberg News. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So I read that tweet from Kevin Durant. How are other people responding?
The response is, you know, I think you will notice it depending on what camp you're in, but it's relatively mixed. But there definitely is a lot of support for the NBA's decision on this. I think expectedly, the North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, did not support the decision and, basically was very critical of what he called federal overreach by the Obama administration in challenging this law. You did see other politicians and officials in North Carolina supporting it, including the attorney general. So I think typically what you are seeing with the NBA's decision of this is what is basically going to be picking up momentum. This could be a tipping point for more decisions by other businesses, whether it's how much they're going to employ people in North Carolina, move business operations, or as we've seen other major sporting and entertainment venues like Pearl Jam and Springsteen canceling concerts.
Right. You mentioned Governor Pat McCrory. He was in Charlotte apparently this morning and told a local TV station, "I think the decision is PCBS and it sets a dangerous precedent." But as you mentioned, it's not necessarily the NBA that's setting the precedent, because other concerts and stars and businesses have decided to make decisions that move them out of Charlotte. I mean, overall, what kind of impact, economic impact, is this having on North Carolina?
It's definitely not going to be a good one. I think that there's estimates that it could cost the state up to $100 million just on the game alone. Major companies, including Deutsche Bank, have frozen plans to expand hirings in North Carolina, which is hundreds of jobs. Obviously, jobs are important for the state of North Carolina. Businesses have often gone there and set up back office operations and technology operations. And particularly with the type of companies that operate there, if you're looking at tech in Silicon Valley, they're not going to be basically swayed into going into business there, because this type of political climate just does not appeal to that sector.
Yeah, I'm seeing that the NBA had said that it hoped the game could be played in Charlotte, the All-Star Game in Charlotte, in 2019. But the implication is that the law would have to be changed before that. Given how hard fought it was, what's the chance of that happening?
Well, it is basically being challenged by the Department of Justice, and it will be going through a federal appeals court process. It's impossible to tell how these things will turn out. If it does go to the Supreme Court or to a much higher court ruling, then it's kind of up in the air how it could happen. I think what it will do, regardless of the outcome of where this law stands in North Carolina, it might dissuade other states from pursuing this type of legislation, given the climate and the backlash that it gets.
Well, Carrie Geiger is an investigative reporter for Bloomberg News, bringing us up to speed on reaction to the NBA's decision to move the 2017 All-Star Game out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you.